Hello. All right. So I decided I'm going to leave the house a little bit because we got snow. We got lots of snow. And it's beautiful. I don't know where in the world you guys are listening, but we're here in Slovenia, a little country in the Central Europe. It's been snowing for the last 2 days. And it will be snowing for the next week. So we are having, and we're gonna have, plenty of snow, which is awesome. I almost forgot how the winters here in Slovenia can be. You know, living in Bournemouth. Right, let me find a place where I can sit down. I'll find a place. Someone that I think there's a bench there. Living in Bournemouth for 10 years. Which is south coast of England, kind of made me forget what a proper winter is, I guess, because even though it did get cold, it never got really kind of freezingly cold, and I think we had snow in 2014, and then we had one 2018, 2019, you know, we're talking about barely covering, even though I gotta say it was kind of nice because it was snow on the beach, which is probably the first time I've ever seen that. But it's the situation right here in Slovenia right now, and I'll be honest with you, I'll be there for at least 4 or 5 times. Like, this is my favorite activity now, just going out in the snow and just, like, you know, just smelling and getting the freeze on your face, and just, I don't know, it just makes me happy. I don't know, it's weird to describe. But listen, so I should have done an episode yesterday. Some things came in between. If you've been listening regularly to my podcast for the last month and a half, there's been a lot of, this is so awkward because I'm recording from my phone and I've got to hold my hand. But okay, we'll work it out. And so a lot of things change as far as my personal situation in the last month or last 2 months. As you well aware, last year, in beginning of the year, I left England, where I was living for 10 years. And I just felt this kind of I'm not really, you know, superstitious or whatever, but I felt like 10 years was kind of a change to do something else. And to be honest, I never really felt like I'd retire in England. You know, when you kind of think of, oh, what I'm going to do when I'm going to be like 60, 70. I never really saw myself being in England at that time. So that was kind of the decision. And then I came back home for a few weeks. And I met a girl. And we kind of started things happening. And we moved to Mallorca, which was awesome. Like, this last year, 2021, was hands down one of my best years ever. Besides the fact that, I spent four and a half months in sunny Mallorca, which is an island in Balearics, a beautiful island, so many, like, secluded, nice spots. If you're from Europe, or if you're even from America, or, like, from Australia, I've seen loads of tourists there as well. It's beautiful there. And then we kind of decided, well, we got to make a base somewhere. And naturally, we decided for our own country. So I came back around towards the end of last year. And yeah, we had good news. It was a little bit surprise, I'm not going to lie. But, you know, we decided, heck, like, let's take the challenge. And Misha, my girlfriend, she's pregnant now. So that's an adventure. And I'm not going to lie, it's not easy. She's got lots of, you know, morning sickness. It's not even morning sickness anymore. I think it's called, I think the doctors call it hyperemesis. It's this continuous vomiting, which is just horrible. But, you know, we are managing. Misha is strong as well. In terms of the podcast, as you've seen, like, this podcast has been steadily growing. You know, throughout the summer, I kind of switched to videos, which is what I do now. I kept the concept, even though I've got to say towards the end of last year, it's almost like I switched a little bit I switched a little bit and I tried to introduce her, I tried to experiment a little bit, which I think it turned out good, but I kind of realized perhaps I had this in back on my mind throughout throughout, you know, last few weeks and then around the new year as well. Let me cut in some scenes from his. So I kind of realized that, you know, there's few ways you can do this. And, you know, when I first started doing podcasts, and I think you know what it was just my curiosity. Like, I had this problem. I quit by that time. It was about a year. And I was kind of fascinated because there wasn't much resources out there. You know, anyone you talked to online or offline, they were like, what are you talking about? Weed is not addictive. You cannot quit weed. How weak are you? You know, and it was this repeating theme. And then, funnily enough, like, the more people I talked to, the more my kind of curiosity or my kind of, you know, thesis, in a way, got confirmed. So I just kept doing it. And I've realized, like, lately, I miss that. Like, I think this episode on Monday with Lucy, which is brilliant, by the way. Lucy's got, I don't know, it's just something about her energy or something like that. She's fun. And obviously the way she shares her story is fun as well. And I've realized, like, I missed this, you know? I missed sharing the stories. Because I think in between, I went a little bit, not necessarily off topic, but I was trying to experiment a little bit. Like, obviously podcast is my main content output, I guess you would call it. So, you know, I tried to experiment a little bit with it and, you know, try different things, perhaps a guide even there now, perhaps sell you a program, which is the core of, you know, my last joint business. But I realized on Monday, like in the evening after I finished recording with Lucy, the stream, I said, this is it. Like, I don't need to change this. Like, this is working. You know, I think sometimes we're just impatient. I mean, we definitely are. I see this with people coming into the program or just people quitting weed. It's almost like, you know, some of you guys been smoking for 15, 20 years and then you go and quit and you don't even know how it's going to be, but you expect that your life is magically like going to turn around in 1 week. Like, that's just unrealistic. Like, you cannot tell me you've been smoking for 15 years and then everything will be magically solved in, you know, 1 week or 2 weeks. It doesn't work like that. So I think it was just, I mean, it was my impatience, but also the fact that I didn't want to experiment and I wanted to try some new things. And I said, you know what? Why do that? Let's just keep the concept. Because when you really think about it, you know, I'm always kind of on the prowl. What else is happening out there? And there's Mr. X, he's got Quit Weed. Even though it's mostly just him talking, he's been a little bit lazy last few weeks, I gotta say. I'm not disappointed, but I know that he was keeping up every 3 or 4 days. But now he's been like 2-3 weeks sometimes even, which is fine. Everyone's got their own thing to do. I think Jonah, I tried to email him once, he replied, but then we never got together. And I kept you know, trying to get in touch with him, but I don't know, he just wasn't interested. He's got a podcast called Quitting Marijuana. And there was a Dutch guy who's got, I think, 2 episodes in the podcast called Weed Talks, which is kind of, you know, detox from weed. And he's basically getting the stories together, but then he has someone to narrate it for him. But that's it. There's nothing out there. And I'm thinking on Monday, like, why change this? Like, this concept, people coming on the podcast, sharing stories, like, this is enough. Like, we don't need to experiment. Like, just going in there and sharing stories and trying to, you know, open different aspects where weed can go and different aspects where you can then have to go and fix it yourself. I think that's enough. And, you know, I'm not saying I'll never do something else, but I'm saying that I'm kind of going back to the roots, which will also be the title of this episode. Like, I'm not going to be changing this concept anymore. A, because it's fun. But B, because it helps you guys. Like Lucy said to me on Monday, I've been binging your podcast. When I go to gym, when I go out for a walk, or, you know, sometimes when I go and drive or I use a bus, I listen to your episode. And she's not the first one. I had few people by now, even the listeners, come to me and say over the email, listen, I love your podcast. And that's what I think it is. Like, I kind of miss this point where it's like, this is helping you guys. Like, you know, it's this motivational thing where you hear other people, how they quit, and you can pick like little bits of each story that you relate to and you think, shit, like that's what I could do as well. Like, oh shit, like that's what happened to me. You know, I think that's what makes the podcast so fun. And even though I don't regret like kind of going sideways or kind of experimenting a little bit in the past half a year, because I think I kind of started experimenting there around May when I moved to Mallorca and I was kind of thinking of different ways. But on the same level, I'm kind of thinking, let's keep this concept and make this fun, because sharing stories and just talking to people is fun. Honestly, I'm not going to lie, it's fun. I mean, some people can be a little bit boring. That's normal. Everyone's boring. I'm boring sometimes, you know. But then you have some really crazy and interesting and just, you know, fascinating people. And you know what I realized? What I've really realized, that the people that say they're boring or the people that don't have anything to share, those are the best guests. Seriously, they are the most fun guests I ever had. So that being said, I'm not going to use this episode for anything else to let you know. Holy shit, my hands are swollen. I'm letting you know that we are continuing the My Last Joint podcast. Even better, we are slowly going to make it to 100 episodes. Can you believe that? 100 episodes. That's almost 100 hours. Like, right? I mean, last few months, I don't spend that much time on it. But my first 10 episodes, it took me about 5 or 6 hours for each episode to get it together. I had to go through the whole audio, cut out locations, cut out any names, any private details. And then I would go and transcribe everything. And then I would go to upload it to all the different directories. And then I would write a blog post. Holy shit. Seriously. Nowadays, I just go on YouTube. I do live stream. And then I use the audio file from that. And I send it across the podcast directories, which I probably imagine where you guys listen to it. You know, so I kind of managed to simplify the process, but at the same time, I want to keep this concept. It's fun. It's seriously, it's fun. And I think it's really helping you. I mean, it must be if you guys are giving me feedback and letting me know over the email that you've been binging the podcast and you're listening to it in the gym. And that's what the podcast is for, right? You should listen to the podcast where you kind of, you know, occupied or you cannot really like, you know, do things freely, but you can still listen to the music. And yeah, so that being said, we are going to soon have 100th episode. I don't know what we're going to do. I imagine I have a guest in mind. He's kind of a big. I tried to get him on before. We didn't. It was actually my fault because the electric cut out that time. And I think I'll do that. But then after that, I can guarantee there'll be at least 100th episode. Unless my hands fall off or unless, you know, something weird happens and I disappear, whatever. I'm not a conspiracy theorist anyways. I'm just saying, I don't know. There's always something. But unless there's nothing, I am continuing this and this will be our main thing going forward. I'm not experimenting. I'm not like going sideways. I'm not pushing my own agenda. I might mention certain discount. I might mention how, you know, a program is working for some people, but I'm going to use the main episode, like the main timing of the episode I'm gonna use to share stories. So that being said, that was only kind of an announcement quickly. And yeah, I hope you guys are doing well. This year is gonna be amazing. I don't know, I can just feel it because things have been really moving forward with My Last Joint and also on my personal level. And yeah, I'm kind of looking forward. I'm gonna be a dad, which is freaking scary. I don't think it hit me yet. You know, 5 years ago, I would run away as fast as I could. Nowadays, I'm kind of like, heck yeah, let's do it. Like, this will be fun, you know? Obviously, I'm scared. I'm not going to lie, but you got to be scared sometimes a little bit, isn't it? Like, a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of this what if is always good. It keeps you on the toes, right? And yeah, that's it. So without further ado, I guess this was just an announcement that we are making more episodes, not like this, but where we actually get the guests on and we share their story, because that's the main concept. That's what we started with. And that's what I want to continue. So that being said, I really thank you guys for following. We surpassed 2,000 downloads per month a few days ago, which is like, You know, when I first put out this podcast, it was November 1st, 2020. So, yeah, 2020, November 2020. It was around 2nd or 3rd of November. That November, I had, I think, 8 people listen. In December, I think it was 23. And then in January, it surpassed 50 people. Now, so in January 2021, there was 50 people listening the whole month. Now, we have past 2,000 people. Like, I mean, that 2,000 people go on this podcast and they're like, yeah, I wanted to listen to that. I still find that weird. I don't know why I shouldn't, but it's like, you know, I'm just a dude that got stoned in the 20s and now helping others, I guess. But I don't know. It's just sometimes I still gotta, like, you know. That's why I think I like to go outside, because it gives me perspective, like, you know, keeps me alive. Anyways, I'm going off topic here. I appreciate you guys. I'm just letting you know that we're doing more of the My Lash Joint podcast. I am also going to do some other things. I'm not going to tell you yet, but I am kind of making an extra podcast for anyone that wants to go a little bit further on, that wants to get some more value. It'd be subscription-based. There'll be tiny bit of payment each month, but I'm not going to tell you more than that. But as far as this podcast goes, My Lash Joint, it will be forever free Monday and Thursday, each day at 9 p.m. Central European time. For you guys over in the States, that would be normally Monday around 3 p.m. or Thursday around 3 p.m. in the afternoon. For you guys in Europe, 9 p.m. in the evening. And we tend to do live stream on YouTube, so go and make sure this is actually on the video as well. But if you're on the podcast, if you're on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google, wherever you're listening, you'll be actually just listening to the audio. But make sure you go on YouTube, click subscribe, and then you'll see the video and you'll see your guest as well. And you know what's the brilliant thing as well is, if you click subscribe, you'll know, I mean, you know now anyways, Mondays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Central European time in the evening. But you can join when we're recording and you can ask a question. That's what people are doing now. On Monday, I think we had about 9-10 people join, and you get to ask a question, I guess. So if you find something that you find, you know, something that you did or something that you are struggling with as well, send a question for free in the YouTube comments, and voila, you get the answer. So yeah, that's it for me. Over and out. Let me just finish here with the beautiful winter scene. It's amazing. I'll see you on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye.